Pam, you obviously wanted to get settled in at Stars before you maybe thought about the testimonial.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots to do on the ground here, and it's been so exciting getting stuck in. So kind of been doing that, and then in the back of my mind, there's a testimonial as well. It's nice that we've got things in motion, and I've got two now to organise.
Well, it's a good date as well before the season starts, and also a nice Christmas idea as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was just a chance. It was obviously the netball calendar is so busy, as you can imagine. So it was a good weekend that was free, and then before some of the girls go off to either Australia and New Zealand, and then before the Super League start next year. So it was a nice kind of end of year, end of 2016, let's do something special.
And what's the process like? I mean, is it left to you to organise? Do you ring round everybody? Or when you announce it, did you have plenty of texts saying, I'll play, I don't care when it is, but count me in?
Yeah, bits of both. So loads of people were like, oh, count me in. And then others that I've played with, I've been like, oh, do you want to get involved in it? And then come back straight away being, oh, yeah, definitely. Honoured to be in it. So I'm really chuffed that so many people want to get involved and I can take the court again with some of my favourite netball players. Yeah, very exciting. And it's nice to know that people want to come and support me and be part of it. And everything surrounding it has just been so great. All the social media and just talking to people as I'm going through the day. So, no, really pleased.
And you'll get to play at the arena as well. I had an idea that the facilities there would be too good for you to resist playing.
Yeah, so I went to check it out a couple of weeks ago to see what we can take from it for the netball side of things, and we want to make it even more special than what the basketballers are doing. But it, even then, it was such a great atmosphere, such a great environment, and what the events crew do there is just amazing. So, yeah, definitely wanted to be part of that and thought it'd be a great venue.
And the advertisers are buying into everything you want to be achieving with Stars? Are they keen to get involved?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of interest in being part of the Stars family over these past couple of, well, it's been a month now, so kind of getting settled in. So it's really great to see that the people of Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, all the three counties that we kind of support and we're part of, all want to be part of it and want to get involved. So it makes it so exciting for February. I just want it to start now. But there's still so much to do beforehand. But it's really great that so many people want to be part of it, and that the ball is rolling, our momentum is gaining, and everything off the court is going smoothly. So make it easier for the girls when they're on the court.
And I can only imagine who's agreed to play, and I know that you're not going to tell me.
So
how about a cheeky little exclusive on the team names? Is it going to be Team Pam v Team Cookie?
That's a good one, actually. I hadn't even got that far, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a busy period, but yeah, no, it's going to be great. Like, the people that have said count me in, definitely, I'm just blown away with, and so I'm really excited about the two teams. I think I might play for both.
And you've got some good surprises in there, have you?
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise once you see the team list come out, but an exciting surprise.
And could we possibly see Cookie, Dunn and Greenway, that special combo, one more time?
Oh, you know those girls have got my back. So, yeah. always, that's the great thing about netball, and the great thing of like why I wanted to do this, just the friends that become family. And I've made so many connections in my career through not just the players, but the whole franchise. So obviously playing for Team Bath, playing for Surrey Storm, playing for England, they are what got me to where I am. So the fact that I can kind of celebrate with them, I'm just really thankful, and I want to show that appreciation with this event.
And you're the second netball royalty to have one. If anything we learnt from Tamsin, it was that no matter what team you're going to be on, you're all going to give it 100%. So you'll be chasing the win on the night as well, won't you?
Definitely. Yeah, none of us go on court thinking we're going to lose. It's all about getting that big W. So hence why I said I'm going to play for both teams. I'm guaranteed a win. No, yeah, I know everyone's going to come out fighting because they don't want to come out half-heartedly, so it's definitely going to be a well-contested game, and I just can't wait to see the different combinations that are going to go out.
I was pleased to see as well, tickets are obviously now on sale, but there's two different options.
Yes.
What could you tell us a bit more info on them?
Oh, so I'm so excited, and John, this is a little exclusive. So my cousin Dilys, the beautiful Dilys, is going to perform for us. He's going to have some music entertainment during the match, but also post-match, there's going to be a little function upstairs, and people that purchase the VIP tickets will get to mingle with the players in a little Q&A, and also get fed, and also some other entertainment as well. So The normal ticket price is to come to the game and experience that amazing atmosphere, which I hope it's going to be and I know it's going to be. And then the VIP ticket to the pre-match and post-match function afterwards.
It's looking at £15 ordinary and the VIP experience £30.
Yeah, so I think that's a bit of a bargain, eh?
That's more than worth it to see the type of players that will be there on the night. And yeah. How can we find out more at the minute?
So at the moment, just keep an eye out on my Twitter account. I'm posting things as and when they come up, so a little teasers each week. So we've had the save the date, we've now had the tickets. Next up will be the players, and then also coming up is the amazing charities that I'll be supporting. So keep an eye out for those.
And that's going to be taking place on the 17th of December, and we can obviously keep an eye out on at Pamela Cookie and at Seven Stars if we want any more information.
Keeping you posted and keeping you updated, but definitely get it quick because I've had so much great positive reactions from it and they're selling fast, even just from today. So yeah, keep an eye out, get involved, get your tickets, and I'm sure it's going to be a great day. I'm going to make sure it is.